USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The rising number of coronavirus cases across the country has health officials worriedly looking for ways to contain the spread, especially with the upcoming holidays. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is asking people to make some sacrifices in their Thanksgiving celebrations. He tells CNN that taking a few steps could help keep infections out of your holidays.
Wear your face coverings, because I want to make sure, even if we make sacrifices this Thanksgiving and Christmas, those sacrifices are for a reason, so that everybody you want to be with will be here for next Thanksgiving.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot had a similar message for her city Thursday, asking residents to stay home as much as possible and cancel Thanksgiving plans. The U.S. set another record high number of new cases on Wednesday, with more than 140,000 recorded. It was the ninth straight day that new cases topped 100,000. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Americans are dipping into their retirement funds to help stay afloat today. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The average American reportedly has been dipping into their retirement funds to stay afloat in these tough times. The typical investor pulled out $12,000, CNBC reported, citing company data. About 4.5%, or 187,000 investors of Vanguard 401ks, took a distribution. A coronavirus distribution is available to about 4.2 million 401k customers. The CARES Act allows 401ks and other retirement savers to withdraw up to $100,000 through December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jobless claims fell for the fourth straight week. New numbers from the Labor Department showed 709,000 new jobless claims last week, down nearly 50,000 from a week before. While the falling rate shows continued improvement in the labor market, there are still more than 21 million Americans receiving some form of unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
If former Vice President Joe Biden is elected, what would some of his policies be? Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump continues to contest the election, but if Joe Biden is sworn into office next January 20th, he would likely issue a flood of executive orders on abortion, the climate, and immigration. Biden has also indicated that he would join the Paris Climate Accords and also take us back to the 2016-2015 foreign policy, much of the same that was under former President Barack Obama. H.R. McMaster tells Fox News he believes this would be a huge mistake.
Yeah, it would be a really big mistake, Brett, to try to turn the clock back to 2016 and resurrect the Iran nuclear deal. The Iran nuclear deal was a political disaster masquerading as a diplomatic triumph. It was a fundamentally flawed agreement.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Major League Baseball named its most valuable players Thursday night. Freddie Freeman of the Atlanta Braves took home the National League Award, becoming the first Brave to win the MVP since Chipper Jones in 1999. Freeman hit .341 with 13 homers and 53 RBIs in 60 games after contracting COVID-19 before the beginning of the delayed season. Chicago White Sox slugger Jose Abreu won the award in the American League after leading the majors in RBIs and helping the White Sox to their first playoff berth since 2008. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.